Hello, everyone. We are on page 109 over here. We are discussing the different dinim over here of what is mutter dula or aner, what is not mutter dula or aner. Yesterday we saw many of the haterim of what is mutter dula or aner. We discussed nerot chashmal, electricity, and stuff like that. One of the things we did mention is also mentioned over here, the Mishnah Berurah, in the end of Sivkat Yud Ches. I forgot to mention yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Yud Ches. He says over here, based on the heter that the Mechaber told us, that you could read the Haggadah or aner, since everyone knows little bits and pieces of the Haggadah, it's familiar to people. So he says over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mitamze Sivkat Yud Ches. Yesh lahatir lamashkim b'shabas lebesik haneses, umispal l'or aner. Someone who goes early to the Vasikim Minyan, he gets there before there's any light outside in there before, all there is the neros that are lit in the base Knesset. It's a dolik shami bo yom. Okay? It is mutter for him to go ahead and read for the sitter. Why? Lefisha tfilu shari dvarim shu omer vadishkurim b'fiv yoter min ha'agadah v'pesach. What you say every day in the tefillah, especially for someone who takes davening seriously and he goes to shul early, so therefore we assume he knows, once again, like Rosh Yeprakim, he knows basically what is written, and therefore he's just using the sitter just as a reminder to help him out a little bit, and therefore it's going to be mutter. But to open up a Gemara and learn over there will be Asr Kevin Shitzarach Ian, that you have to ma'ayin and look very carefully at the words. Once again, that's the chiluk of what is mutter and what is going to be Asr by back in the day by the Neros. That were not good candles. Now moving on to Sif Yod, we discussed earlier on about the Talmidim, the children learning Torah. Well, what about the Rebbe? We said the children can read, learn, because the Rebbe, Amos Rabo Aleihem, and therefore we're not afraid they're gonna go ahead and tilt the candle. But what about the Rebbe himself? Says the Mechaber of Sif Yod. Why they're not put together, I don't know, but over here, Sif Yod, which is also over there in Masechet Shabbos, HaRav Yochol Liros Laura Ner Meichen Yikru Atinokos Ulisader Roshia Parshas Befib Besef. The Rav is allowed to look inside to see where they're supposed to start reading, and look at a couple words here and there, in order to lisad the Roshi Parshiosav. In order to massage it, to get going, to put in order the where they're supposed to begin. Okay, he could do that even though he's looking inside the sefer and reading. V'kore kol shara parshal peh. And then he could raft to get started. The Rebbe, we assume, knows it bal peh, and he could read the rest bal peh. We'll come back to this idea in a second. V'roshi parshios lav dafka. Not only the Roshi parshios, it doesn't have to be the beginning of a paragraph. It just means lav ela kol shi yodea parshal peh. Kosha, basically, the Rebbe knows the parshal peh. Ubiktsat tzarich liros, but sefer, and sometimes he has to look in just to remind himself where they're up to. Shari, then it's going to be mutter for the Rebbe. Shmi acher sheinu ma'ayin b'sefer, doesn't have to ma'ayin b'sefer. He looks at a word here and there. Sheinu ma'ayin b'sefer tami, does not constantly have to look inside. Isle yaker, that will be a hecker for the Rebbe. Below atila atuli, and therefore we're not afraid the Rebbe is going to go ahead and tilt the candle. So the Rebbe has the hetter over two separate terim. The Talmidim have a hetter, Amos Rabo Olehim. The Rebbe has a hetter because we assume he basically knows what the words are, and therefore he doesn't have to ma'ayin very, very strongly inside the sefer, therefore he's supposed to read. Derech Agav, there's an interesting nekuda over here that comes from Derech Agav that Morin Rabbeinu Rav Nevensol points out over here. It says the Rebbe's going to read the psukim bal peh. In Simon Mem Tesson Chelik Aleph Mishnah Berurah over there, if you look at Dibur Maslo Al Pem Marina Rabbi Rav Nevensol, he says I am a Simon Mem Tess. Over there brings down halacha shirak dvarim shebichtav ashkurim b'fi akol Rashi Lomar Bal Peh. Over there, there's a halacha you're not supposed to say Torah shebichtav Bal Peh. Okay, there's a halacha you're not supposed to say Torah shebichtav Bal Peh. So what's going on over here? The Rabbi's going to say it Bal Peh. So he's Marami's over here that one of that terem is that if it's psukim that are shkurim b'fiyakol, they're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everyone knows Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Psukim that everyone knows, those are mutter to say bal peh. So he says in Cain, according to that opinion, kan medubar parshas shkurim b'fiyakol, which is a very big dochak over here to say that we're talking about over here. The Rebbe can only teach the Talmidim and look inside by parshas in the Torah that everyone knows bal peh. That would be very bad. I'm going to say that. I mean, that limits a lot of things that the Rebbe could teach the Talmidim on Shabbos. Okay? Oh, Yikra Shar Bal Peh Behir. Or he's not going to say the words out loud when it says he's going to read Bal Peh. Maybe he could say he's just thinking of things. But more likely, fits into the sheet of the Mordechai, who the Gra Paskins like. As Moreno Rabbeinu Hamshach, he says, V'ayin Shal Mishnah Berurah Sikat and Beis, Sheladasa Gra Kol Mutter. According to the Gra Paskins like the Mordechai, he holds the only time it's usher to say Psukim Bal Peh, is if you're Motzi someone else in the Psukim. If you're Motzi someone else in Psukim, then you're not allowed to say it Bal Peh. You have to look inside. Okay? But if you're not motzi, you could go ahead, and therefore that fits very nicely over here. You could learn whatever you want. He's not motzi the children over here, and therefore it is mutter for him to look inside. Now, then Rav Nevenzahl goes on and rabbis another did. Okay? And that is, it's mashma over here. You see over here, when are they learning? When are they learning over here? Is it daytime or night? Obviously you're talking about nighttime. Okay? Learning lower on air. That gets into the shell. You're allowed to learn Torah Shebichtav at night. The Ber Heitev in Tzchelek Beis, I think Reish Lamed Ches. In Reish Lamed Ches. So you've gotten Beis in the Ber Heitev. As Rav Nevenzahl brings down over there, the Ber Heitev says it's better not to learn Tanakh at night. Okay? Mashm over here. You're allowed to learn Tanakh at night. They're learning Laor Anir. Okay? So that's what Rav Nevenzahl is pointing out over here. And the R over there in Simon Reish Lamed Ches, Rav Nevenzahl points out also, and this is generally the Mahalach of Ashkenazim, is, yeah, if you could learn Torah Shebichtav or Shabbat or Torah Shebalpeh, so learn Torah Shebalpeh. I better learn Gemara, learn Mishnayos tonight. That would be better if all's equal. But if you're not going to learn Torah Shebalpeh, and all you're going to learn right now, you want to learn Torah Shebichtav, better learn Torah Shebichtav and not Mevatel Torah than not to learn Torah Shebalpeh. Svardim take this much more seriously. I'll be Kabbalah. Svardim much more makbid not to learn Tanakh at night. Okay? I think a story by someone saw that someone once saw someone learning a Tanakh on a bus. And someone over to him, and he says, well, learning Tanakh at night, how can you learn Tanakh at night? He goes, do you even know what book of Tanakh this is? Okay, you don't even know what Tanakh, why you don't learn Tanakh? You learn Tanakh at night if you're not learning, if you're not going to be learning other things, go ahead and learn Tanakh at night. That's generally the Mahalach of Ashkenazim. Sardim generally take it much more seriously. Okay, those are two things that are Derech Agav that come up from over here. Yud Aleph. Kelim Adomim Zelazeh. So another thing that is going to be problematic to learn the do l'or haner is to, if you have two different articles of clothing, okay? Two different articles of clothing that look similar and you have to pick out the one they want to wear. You have a blue suit and a black suit. Okay, so the maybe blue, they look very silly. You need a little or on air in order to look very carefully and know the difference between them. So Kalim Adom and Zelazet, Vitzarch Ian Lahavchin Bainam, Osir Lubad Kunalar here. You can't you do this little or on air because it's gonna be you need a good light for that, and we're afraid you're gonna tilt. Vafil Lahavchin Bain Begod of Lubigde Ishto, even if it's a difference between men's clothing and women's clothing, if they're similar enough that you need Ian to go ahead and check them out, Imam Domin Osir Livdok, it'll be Osir to go ahead and be Bodik. Okay? Yud Beis. Now we get into kalim like washing the dishes. And you want to be able to tell the difference if the dishes are clean or they're not clean and things like this. So the Gemara is mechalik between a shamish kavua and a shamish ain't a kavua. Okay, we're going to get into Amir Lenachri lesson. So you have a goy that works at your house. There's a difference between someone a goy who comes and washes the dishes there constantly or someone who is not there constantly. Okay, let's another thing. Goy, it's even a Jew. Let's say we're talking about a Jew over here. And the shamish, the Jewish shamish, there's a difference that he's there every week, and therefore he knows your dishes very well, versus he doesn't know your dishes very well. That's what the Mechaber is Mechalik over. Shamish Eina Kavua, if you have a one-time Shamish there, Osir Lul Yivdo Kosa Sekaris Lo Aranir, he can't check the cups and the plates Lo Aranir. Minei Shein HaMakirin doesn't know these plates and cups well, and therefore he's going to need Ian Rab to know if this cup matches this one, and this plate matches this one, and it's clean, it's dirty, therefore he's not allowed to check. Bein Minir Shem and Zayit, Bein Minir Shel Neft, whether it is a oil candle, or it is a gasoline lit candle. Okay? Perish means zefet lavan reichel ra, sha'or rav, which gives you a lot of light. The Ramah says the yesh matir mishal neft, the field b'shamash ena kavua. Some say if you have a very large flame, which is made by a gasoline flame, so that would be okay by a shamash ena kavua. Let's not try that at home and have gasoline flames going on in our houses, but that it would be mutter according to the Ramah. Ava. Shamish kavua, but if you have a shamish kavua, every week he's the one who washes the dishes. Mutter lo leave dok lo oranir kosos. He could go ahead and check the kosos lo oranir, because he knows he's more familiar with these kosos. He doesn't need a lot of Ian to know the difference between this one and that one. Vima yad nirshal shaman zayid, but if it's nirshal shaman zayid, ain morim lo leave dok. We don't tell him. We don't teach him to go ahead and check. Even though it is mutter, gzeira shema yistapek mimeno, because we're afraid. So this shemen zayit is very expensive. We're afraid he might come to put out the candle in order to save you the shemen zayit, and therefore better not to use shemen zayit. That's the difference between shamish kavua and shamish kavua. We end off the simon over here with a very interesting din over here. The Ramah writes over here. The Ramah adds in over here. Nagul lechasos aktanim shelo yu arumim mibnei aneros mishun bizui mitzvah v'chein katav rokeach. He quotes one of the gedolei rishonim, the rokeach, and he says that if you have a naked child, you should cover up the naked child in front of the neir shabbos. It is not covered. It's bizui neir Shabbos to have a naked child in front of your the neir Shabbos. The neir Shabbos have a certain kedusha, a certain covered to it, and it's not covered. It's a bizui for a child to be running around naked in front of the neir. Even though we're talking about ketanim over here, we're talking about ketanim. Nevertheless, that also should have to be careful. As Marina Rabbeinu Nevinson. According to this Ramah, therefore, because of this busy mitzvah, you shouldn't change the baby's diapers in front of the Neir Shabbos. It's busy mitzvah. Elim Kane, Elo Makom Acher, if you have no other place to change the baby's diapers. Someone lives in a very, very tiny apartment, and that's the only place to change it. So, you can be Mako. Obviously, the Tinok doesn't have to go out and suffer. That's what's going to be. But if you have two places to change the baby's diaper, you should not change the baby's diaper in front of the Neir Shabbos and Kavachomer. For older children, they should not be walking around naked in front of the Neir Shabbos because that would be a bizui mitzvah. Ad kan for today. Chodesh Tov, everyone.